Hey everyone, welcome back to Two Sisters Unscripted. I'm Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
And guess what, everyone? We're in the same room. Caitlin has joined us here in New York. I'm very excited about it.
That's right. Yes, I'm here for a week, so
Woohoo!
I'm gonna enjoy some time with family and just doing some things.
Record some episodes for you guys so we don't leave you hanging like we have every other week for the past month.
Yes. So last week I ended up just what we call for my job flexing some days. So I ended up working 4 days in a row and I worked 12-hour shifts. So I was definitely very tired.
Also, she could come home and watch Erin in her first Irish dance recital.
Yes, and I'm a sucker. So Erin was like, "Will you come to my recital?" And I'm like, "Bitch, I already booked the flight. It's happening."
She was very excited to see you that morning, too.
Yes. I don't think what's funny is like there it's really cute watching them grow into their like who they are, my niece and my nephew. But obviously you see a day in and day out like new things. But I think it's even from last month, Keegan like wasn't saying my name. And when I just came back, like now he's saying it.
Caitlin.
And even so, like when I left, every time I've come back up to this point, like you always have to be like, oh, do you want to like give, her a hug and blah, blah, blah. But this time around, I was sitting on the couch and Erin just comes down and she sprints over to me and like throws herself in my arms. And I'm like, oh, I'm a sucker. Like, I will give you all my money. But yeah, so it's definitely fun to kind of see their personalities just really start to evolve and not evolve, but like come through, and I think I see it more because obviously I'm not here all the time. So like when I come back, I'm like, oh, that's really cute, or that's new, or that's sassy, right?
Oh, Erin is sassy.
Yeah, both her kids got some sass to them, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Look at this. Apple don't fall far from the tree. But yeah, I'm excited to just be back and to hang out with family and see some friends and
Get some stuff done. Some work. It's a work
definitely some
trip.
work. Yeah. So our next couple podcasts, they might be a little bit more, I don't want to say heavy, but
Serious?
serious. Yeah. So we wanted to kind of keep it a little light. And we decided to kind of play a game of sisterly 21 questions. And I already know all you.
All
I was
you.
gonna say, well, I might as well say it. I was like, all you freaks out there, don't. I know. When you start trying to get to know somebody way back then, let's play 21 questions. No, this is just a fun, lighthearted game.
Some sisterly.
Some sisterly 21
It's a little
questions. So,
hot seat, 21 questions.
yeah.
Some of them are funny, some a little deep. We have not shared our answers with each other,
Yeah.
so it should be fun.
This is also like we haven't even really thought of the answer, so it's still
We haven't even
pretty.
read all the questions. We asked
Right.
ChatGPT
That's
to make
right.
them, and we haven't even read them yet. So
So we're here and
we're gonna do this.
unscripted, baby.
All right. First question. What's one thing you always have to pack for a trip, even if you don't use it?
I was gonna say toothpaste, but obviously I use that.
I was gonna say, I hope you
I
use
don't use
that.
it. One thing I pack, even if I don't use it.
I would say mine is like a curling iron. Like I always bring a curling iron thinking I'm gonna like get dressed up and go out, and I end
Yeah.
up throwing my hair up in a clip or just leaving it down.
Okay, I always pack workout shoes. Like,
That's
I
a good
have
one.
runner shoes. Like, my runners that I wear, I just wear them casually too, and I run with them. But also, just like workout shoes for like strength training because sometimes I just don't go do it, right? So I'll be like, okay, I'll run, I'll walk, I do these different things to stay active, but like, I don't necessarily go and actually like train. So now it's, I have Nationwide through my gym, but I would say that's probably it. Okay. What's the weirdest thing you believed as a kid?
That somebody died in the middle of our bedroom.
Thank you, Dad.
I I think we brought this up before. Dad told us, because our beds were like parallel to each other, and our dad told us that they had to put the beds like that because of the man that died in the middle of the room. And I was 7, so I believed it for the first couple of years we lived there.
The weirdest thing I believed. I really can't say it's weird because I believed in Santa. I believed in all that, but a lot of kids believed in that. So I wouldn't say that's necessarily a weird thing, but I
I
did
hope there's
believe
no
in
young kids listening.
Santa. Oh,
I'll put this
yeah.
as explicit. Maybe they won't.
Don't have your kids listen to this. I'm sure no kids will even tune into this, but they'd be like, who are these old hags? No, I'm just kidding. Listen to the post talking about this.
All right, weirdest thing.
But I would say, I think what's interesting is I did believe in Santa until I was 12, because I was like, Lord Jesus, when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real, I was
Oh, it was
devastated.
the end of the world
It
in our
was
house.
because all I had was just immense guilt wash over me because, I remember I would go, there would be some Christmases where I would just kind of throw a little bit of a tantrum because I'm like, this isn't what I am, being a brat. But then I
A
went to
couple of Christmases?
stop that.
Okay,
And then I went to
we can't spend too much time on one question.
I went to school though, and I remember saying, I was like, no, Santa Claus is definitely real because like our parents can't afford all this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
We argued
anyways,
with kids at school.
yeah, I was like, they're real. Anyways, so yeah, I
Okay.
would say that.
So I already know my answer to the next one because I just read the question. If we switch lives for one day, what's the first thing you would do?
Yours is probably gonna be take a nap.
No, actually, it wasn't. If
Oh,
we switched lives for one day and I was you, I'd pack all my shit and move back to New York.
wow. Oh my God. I wait. Wow. I pack all your shit and come down to North Carolina.
So we'd be in separate states again. All right.
What's a food you secretly hate but pretend to like?
I mean, at this point in my life, if I don't like it, I'm not eating it.
That's exactly it. I would never pretend to like a food.
Yeah, that
Ever.
we can. We're gonna skip that question because we
It's
just
not
kind of
gonna,
answered it.
yeah. Who would you play in a movie about your life? Oh, who would play you, sorry, in a movie about your life, and who would play me?
Oh, who would play me?
Sandra Bullock.
I was gonna say the same thing. Sandra Bullock's playing both of us.
No, I said it because I feel like I think sass wise, yeah, Sandra Bullock, but looks wise, I feel like you for Sandra Bullock.
I
I don't
don't
know who would play
know.
me.
Oh, Bridget Moynahan, who plays Erin Reagan in Blue Bloods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's playing me.
Yeah.
All right,
Oh,
well, we
you?
figure we yes.
What about me?
Sandra Bullock.
No, I said Sandra
Why?
Bullock for you.
Okay, so for me, okay, my question. Bridget Moynahan's playing me. You're about to not get Sandra Bullock because you're a bitch. Who do I want for you? I don't know. Fine, you can have Sandra Bullock.
I
Okay,
just
so
said no.
you don't get
I
to
said
choose who I'm
you
answering for
are
my
fine.
question, so now you have to answer
Well,
it.
I don't have anyone. I said Sandra Bullock for you.
Okay, and who for
Okay.
you?
I don't know. I'm torn.
You're gonna, these questions are gonna make us.
Is this based on personality or
I
appearance?
don't know, it doesn't say.
Okay, because I said Sandra Bullock for you for appearance.
Okay. So what about for you? Who's playing you? Who would you want to play you?
No one looks like me.
It doesn't.
I
Who
am
would you
one
want
of
to
a
play?
kind.
It could be freaking Chris Pratt if you wanted it to. Who do you want?
She's sassy. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, nobody's playing Caitlyn. She'll play herself.
Oh! Yes! I deserve to be on the big
Your
screen.
most irrational fear.
I'm really not gonna say it because there could be a serial killer listening to this podcast, and I don't need them trying to use that against me.
What is mine?
I think I would know what yours is. But I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, we're gonna
Because
skip
a
that one
serial
too.
killer could be listening to this podcast and
We'll
use it
replace
against
it. What
you.
was the question you had?
Oh,
We'll replace the question with one
if you
Caitlin had.
had, if you had all the money in the world, what top three things would you like get or have or incorporate into your lifestyle? Money not an option.
Money not an option. The
Or
first
not an option, sorry. Money not
a
a
problem.
problem. Yeah, thank you.
I would have a giant house on the Sacandaga where all of our family could spend summers. I would have a compound for our family in North Carolina and one in New York. There's my three. We can all be together happily ever after.
We'll use a compound as one.
In both New York
Yeah,
and.
that's one.
Okay.
What's the third?
I would set up college and bank accounts for the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, mine aren't. They're not as fun now that I have kids. But the camp on the house on the Sacandaga includes the dock, the boats, the jet skis,
All of it,
the
yeah.
whole nine. Yeah, and set my kids up for success. That would be it.
Nice, okay.
Wait, but also, damn it! I want all of our businesses that we've been talking about to be true.
I'll make that one of mine.
Okay.
All
All
right, so
right.
one of mine, all of our
We're working again. We're just
businesses.
gonna pool our money together.
Yeah. I would have a chef.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I would have a chef.
At our compounds. All right, we're working it.
I would have a chef. And I would have, well, if one of our things, we always joke that one of our things is like a spin studio slash gym. Because I was
Yes.
one of the things I said before was like a home, like a gym setup. But why? If we're gonna do that, I use that as one of my things.
Yeah.
So that a chef. And if I had all the money, what three things?
One more.
Yeah. I would
I have another one that I would add to mine.
three things. Okay, so I guess it's re I don't really I, if I feel like if a genie in the bottle was granted, then he would be like, this wouldn't work. Limitless vacations, like just
To
everywhere.
travel the world.
Yeah, like everywhere,
So,
like with friends, family,
we're
like
about
me
to add another one.
traveling.
If we have unlimited money, why do we need three? I would retire dad so he can do all the traveling with us.
Oh, that's a that, but that like that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's automatic. All right,
Yeah,
next
because I was gonna
question.
say a in-law, but we have a compound. We don't need
We don't
that.
need it. He gets his own house.
Okay.
What?
One word you'd use to describe me that I probably wouldn't pick for myself.
Annoying. No.
It's okay. In my head, I was gonna say anal for.
I don't know. If you can think of one for me, go, because I'm thinking. Damn. See, I don't want dead air, but we got to think about these questions here.
What's you describe me that I probably wouldn't pick for myself, for you? Outgoing.
For me?
Yes.
I'm not outgoing. I hate everything and
Yes.
everyone.
No. After becoming a mom, she just got up on stage with her child and did a dance in front of a packed auditorium. You would think because it was like a dance recital for it was young kids and whatever, you wouldn't think there would be too many people there. It was packed. Like almost all the seats were filled in this thing. And she got up on stage to do this with Aaron. She talks to the parents at the school. Like that's what you've become more outgoing, and I would say that. Not it, but
I
it's
put
not
on a good
like,
act.
yeah, it's fine, fake it till you make it.
Damn, that was really sweet, and now I still don't have one for you.
That's okay. I'm
I
all
don't know.
things.
Well, it's one that you wouldn't pick for yourself.
I would probably
You would
pick
pick
it.
up for yourself.
That's
So,
right.
yeah.
I can be annoying.
Okay, then we're going with that one.
But I already know
Lovable.
about. I am very
Lovable.
lovable.
Annoyingly lovable.
I'm annoyingly lovable. Yes.
All right, what's your go-to karaoke song, even if you can't sing?
Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Boom, yours.
Any Shania Twain song?
Ooh, I feel like a woman.
Any Shania Twain song?
It should be that
Anything.
one.
All right, that one was a little easier.
What reality show would you crush on?
Big Brother.
What does crush mean, like, do well on?
I feel like, crush it. Like, what reality show would you
Would you crush
crush on?
on?
All right, so what reality show would you do good on? Big Brother. I've seen every season. I know all the behind the scenes. And mom would be with me because she loved Big Brother.
Yeah.
Big Brother would be mine.
Okay. So, I would not crush on this, but it's something that I talked to my friends about, Love Island. And the reason why I say that, I wouldn't be able to actually do it because the actual, I don't know if y'all ever watched it. I think I watched like 1.5 seasons. But they do like actual games and it's gross. Like they do some gross stuff. They do bird stuff where this one they literally fed each other, but it was like how a bird would feed the young.
Yeah, that's
And I'm like,
disgusting.
that's right. I was like, I wouldn't even do that. That's
See,
nasty.
I want to do Amazing Race, but I'm scared of heights. They do a lot of height stuff. I don't like there was one season where one of the partners had to eat scorpions while the other let them crawl over them. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just good.
Well, anyways, going back to what I was saying, the reason why I say Love Island though is because a lot of times I feel like in the show, a lot of, with most of these love shows or whatever, and I feel like unfortunately with a lot of the game show type things too, you have people now coming in that are they're in it for like clout or whatever. I feel like some of these people on these shows are unrealistically beautiful, right? I'm like, this doesn't make sense, right? So I'm like, I just want to be like an average looking person. I'm cute or whatever, but like be an average looking person and be like, listen, like we ain't here, right? We can be fun and just be minding my own business. I'll be a vibe. Any place I go, they love me. All right, next question.
What's something I do that you admire but have never told me? I feel like this kind of goes back to what would you say? What's one word
That I admire, but
that
I've
you
never told
admire about
you.
me?
Honestly, I think I told you this though. I'm pretty straightforward, but you're a really great fucking mom.
Oh.
You're a great mom, and I think actually after having kids, I think you become a lot more selfless and not saying she was selfish, but I think you've evolved so much as a person, as a woman, and as a mom in general, obviously. And I think you're pretty fucking great.
Thank you. Something I admire about you, the amount of freaking schooling you
Ugh,
dealt with.
I don't even want to talk about that.
But
Give me
anyway, I
something
admire
else.
it. Oh, I don't.
Give me something else. I hate that about.
I mean, but the other, I feel like the other thing I'm gonna say is something that you know, the amount you care for your patients.
Oh my God, it's work and school with
Oh
me.
my God.
Give me something else.
The fact that you ran over 9 miles today is absolutely batshit.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, of course. All right. What's one moment from our childhood that shaped who you are?
Oh, child, like what age? Oh, childhood,
Mom.
what age? I mean, it's just our whole life with mom
Yeah,
shaped us.
exactly. That's the biggest main thing that shaped me. I don't think there is anything else that I can look at my childhood and be like, wow, that
Yeah.
really did it for me.
I mean,
Splitting my chin open on that radiator.
that shaped your face.
You fucking bitch.
Anyway, moving
Okay.
on.
But yes, mom definitely, I think, shaped us who we are now, how we were raised, all of it. So yeah.
What is the best compliment you've ever received? Caitlin just gave me mine.
Shut the fuck up.
I would say that, I mean, just in general, like when someone goes, "You're an amazing friend," or "mom," or "wife," or "daughter," which "dad," if you're listening, if you happen to throw that out there every once in a while, no. I don't know. That would be just that I'm there for the people that I
Yeah.
love.
I think it's weird to answer this because it's like, how are we staying humble? Is there anything as humility during this answer? Well, Megan brought up my work and I'm like, leave work out of it. But actually a lot of my patients actually tell me how much patience I have with them, and it's a very rare,
That's a great compliment
yeah,
for
It's a very
for anyone in healthcare.
Yeah. So I think that's a big one that I often get. And then on a separate note, I get a lot that people like my smile and my dimples and my freckles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, thanks.
So, no one said they liked your fake laugh, right?
And it's never fake. All right. How do you handle self-doubt when it creeps in?
Soak in it.
On my mama, on my hood, I look fly, I look good. I sing in the mirror. I do a little of also Missy Elliott with I got that cute face, chubby waist, thick legs, in shape, rump shaker.
Anyway, I don't know. I kind of sit in it for a while.
I let it. When it starts to creep in, I let it.
I open the gates and let it in.
I open, let it in. We sit there. We have a campfire.
We talk it out. Decide which way we're going, which path we're taking.
I think that's also valid, though. Like, you can't.
When, you can't just act like it's not there.
Right, exactly. Like, self-doubt's always going to be there. So you can't just, like, launch it back into the universe and hope that it, like, never comes in. It's always gonna be there. But
I have to say, lately, if self-doubt starts to creep in, obviously, I tell you when I cry on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I turn to my lovely neighbor friend, Diana. You're right over there?
I was just going to say, your Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ.
No, my lovely neighbor, Diana, my walking partner. We walk, we talk, we cry.
Yeah.
And it's very helpful to just get it out there and know that the self-doubt isn't what everybody else is seeing.
Yeah. 100%.
So that's what I would say.
I think it's right. I think it's fair to get out there. When I'm not, like, actively doing the task, I kind of am like, okay, well, why am I thinking this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then as I'm actively doing the task, like today when I was running, for example, or when I run just in general and I start getting gassed or doing a workout, start getting gassed, that's part of self-doubt. I was like, oh, you can't finish this. Like, this is crazy.
You're better than me. I would have just stopped at the first pizza spot I passed and been like, food.
Oh, no. I start yelling, like, to myself out loud. I'm like, you got this. I'm like, you got this. If anyone passes me.
I'm going to go find her and record her one day.
Yeah, you guys are going to see my hands going. And I'm like, you got this.
Flipping herself off.
So, yeah, that's how I handle it. If you could go back and relive one day from your life, which would it be and why?
Do you know? Do you know what day you would?
I don't know what day I would.
I don't know.
But I know.
I don't know, like,
the
this
general
this time field. Frame.
Yeah. Camp?
Yup. Yup. It would be sitting on the deck.
Yup. Fry Huffer cookies. Mom,
Grandma, Dee Dee, and Papa,
Dad,
everybody, and
even Uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because back then it wasn't what it is now. So we were.
Coco.
Yeah. Yep. I love that we were going to the same time frame. I'm like, I can't tell you exactly what date it was, but it was every summer for the first so many years of our lives.
Yep.
What's something about adulthood you wish people were more honest about? You don't get to take the naps.
When you have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I take my naps if I need them.
Mm-mm. I don't get naps. I want naps.
I think, honestly, grief.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one. I think when you're younger, people are always like, oh, you know, be nice to one another. You things happen. Like, it's very,
you
like,
never know.
It's really, like, very nonchalantly addressed and brought into topic. But I don't think people actually really And it's hard to, anyways. Like, how do you actually sit down and talk about grief if you haven't, if it's
experienced
not
it.
being experienced in that moment as well? You know, like, what are you supposed to pull a kid aside and be like, one day we'll die, and hopefully before you know? Like, how are you even say that? But
We will be the first ones to be honest and unscripted on this podcast to be like, grief effing sucks. It sucks.
So I think that's one thing
And it doesn't
that,
ever truly heal. It just gets easier to live with.
yeah, and I think,
Yeah, agreed.
oh, about adulthood. Sorry, I don't know why, as I read it, I was thinking more of, like, as a kid going into adult, like
No, I mean, but that's
going into adulthood.
something about adulthood that people, they're not honest about, even as an adult.
Even as they're going through it, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's like the dog sitting in the house on fire. I'm fine. This is fine. Everything's fine.
Yes. That is grief in a nutshell, in a meme. When was the last time you felt really proud of yourself? Caitlin's was this morning. Actually, this afternoon,
For what?
when we decided we are gonna
Oh.
beyond fight for justice for mom and everybody else that can't fight for themselves.
That was
That's
a,
another podcast
I don't know
episode.
if that
Stay
was like
tuned.
a, for me, I felt like
I mean, we were
it
always
was
doing
more
that
like
though,
a
like it.
rage, like fire flaming.
Besides that, I would say proud of myself was Friday
When you got up on that stage.
at Erin's recital when I got up there with her, because I don't I am not I am that's not me, but my daughter needed me, so that's what I did.
That's right. Yeah, as a parent, you become everything. But yeah, no. This morning when I ran, I don't even remember if I said it, but I ran 9.16 miles, right? So I ran. That was the longest I've run. And I took two stops. One was after 4.5 miles because I was actually meeting up with a friend. And one was 4.5 miles. And I was thinking to myself, damn, am I still going to keep running, or like, am I going to run into her? So I stopped my watch, started walking a little bit. I walked probably, I don't even know, maybe like 50 feet. And then I saw her come and I said, thank God. Right. So, and then I ran back and I stopped where her car was, as well. But I always just go back. I mean, movement is such a privilege, and I'm just really grateful to be able to move my body. And that was just a really proud moment because that was the longest I've run, and I'm really proud of myself. So yeah. What's something you've learned about relationships that took you a long time?
I don't know.
I don't think it took me a long term time to learn this, but I think it stands even more true as an adult. But with relationships, you really have to put in the work for it.
Yeah,
And
it just
that's
doesn't
just,
come
yeah. And that's just not like relationships with a partnership. That's
anything,
your
friendships,
friendships, your
family.
family, right? Sisters. Like, I mean, a lot of work goes into it, and a lot of it is about just the communication of it. And it's
I
very
mean,
different from when you were a teenager or young adult.
we were born into the same house, same parents, and we found out how many years later that we actually had to work even to be like where we are now.
Yeah. So
I
I
get it. I
think,
agree with that.
okay, cool. Nothing else to add?
Something I learned about relationships that took a long time. No, I think you kind of hit it on the head there. Patience.
Yeah.
Patience. I feel like that goes in with working
Yeah.
at it. Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Okay. What's one thing, we're coming to the end, Joel. What's one thing you think people misunderstand about our relationship?
People that know us now, I would say that they think we were always close.
Yeah.
I
A
would
lot of
say
people
that.
don't think we're sisters.
No.
They think we're friends. I would say that.
Like, people that just started following us because of the podcast might think that we've always been close.
Yeah.
And we, up until a couple years ago, we were sisters. We loved each other, hated each other, loved each other, hated each other. That's just the way the
Yeah.
relationship went. But I mean, that's
Yeah.
sisters.
I think too, I think a lot of people, because we have the podcast, because we are close now, I think a lot of people really don't know, like, we are literal opposites
Yes.
of each other.
And we
Like,
have our similarities, like
yeah.
everybody has a couple things that are similar and
But I think, like, our
some of our thoughts,
interests,
but
our just interest, I guess, our goals are kind of the same for certain things, but
our goals when
I
it comes
think,
to future businesses, podcasts,
yeah.
loved ones are all the same, but
Yeah.
like music-wise, we don't really listen to the same music, read the same
No, we
books,
don't
like
have really the same, like, outfit taste, like fashion
I
taste.
mean, we both
Both
walk
wear black all the
black
time.
leggings.
Yeah, it's like
But like when we get dressed up to go out, we're different.
we're different. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so that's one thing I would say.
If we wrote a book about our sisterhood, what would the title be? Spiraling Sisters. Didn't we talk about that before?
No, I think it would be letters to our parents.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Don't take it, y'all. I think letters to our parents. Because
By the Spiraling Sisters.
or you don't have a gallbladder now, buy the shit-in sisters, there you go.
We're both gallbladderless.
Yeah. But I think really, because if we're talking about our sisterhood, I think we've just evolved so much from, obviously, with just into adulthood, and how we view things, was different, and how our childhood obviously has shaped us, and those steps to get there. But additionally, I think we owe a lot to mom and dad, and some of that might be just speaking candidly, some of that might just be some generational trauma that was passed down that we had to work through, but still working through. But a lot of it outweighs that, and that's just how they raised us and their love for us. So I think that would be it.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, see, I'm just that good at answering, y'all. She only got an
So
answer.
we have one more like serious one and then we'll end on a fun one.
Okay.
So move your hand. Sorry. She's trying to look ahead. What's your favorite us memory? Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Hey, we can make it if we try. Just
We're trying to make it through this podcast.
the two of us. A more recent one.
Okay.
Not so recent as driving down to Miami. More recent. What is that show?
I don't know where. Oh, our new show?
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody wants this.
Yes,
Nobody wants.
nobody wants this. And that was more recent. And was it over the summer or the last time? It was over the summertime. I was here. It wasn't the last time I was here.
It was
No, it was
Christmas time.
Christmas, yeah. So Christmas time, we ended up just binge watching the show because I sent it to her. I said, "Oh my God, we have to watch this." And then we ended up binge watching the show. And then there was one night that we both fell asleep, and I was just like, I fell asleep on her lap, like my head was on her lap, and I don't know, I just that was a
A good bonding moment.
yeah, that was
It
like one
was
of
a f
my favorite memories.
I mean, it's the first time in years that we hung out just us. Not us
Yeah.
and Dad, not us and Sean, not us and the
Yeah.
kids. Just us. Not
Yeah.
funerals, not wakes, like, not weddings. Just
Yeah.
us. No, that
And
was
I
a.
should say it was one where we weren't, because there was other times, but we weren't occupied by doing something. Because you just said that, and like there was a time like when we were putting together mom's memorial
Yeah, we didn't
slideshow, like
have
we're alone, but it wasn't a task at
yeah.
hand.
Like even like we spent a lot of time planning Dad's party and running around the night before and the day of, but
Yeah.
we like we had our head in the game.
Yes.
We had a task and we had to finish it. This was, we had nowhere to go. It was just us on the couch. It was snowing out. Yeah. We were snowed in. The kids were in bed. Sean was working on the house and we were just chilling.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. That's definitely my favorite recent. I remember, I guess it wasn't just us. We were younger and I have one of my favorite photos is us up at the camp, like modeling whatever weird clothes grandma and mom put us in. And we had the barrettes in our hair and I had the photo and we're both like almost like finger guns at the, but I remember the moment. Like I remember just, I mean, having fun. And do you remember writing all the
finger
like
guns?
We had all the construction paper up to camp and we would write everyone like a good morning letter.
Yes.
I don't little things like that. And they're some of my favorite memories. And that's when everyone was still here.
Would, like, always be awake with us though. Like, cause she was always
eating her Mandarin oranges at the table. Guys, Mandarin oranges and Metamucil. That is what our great grandmother had every morning. And she lived till she was 97, and she lived by herself till she was 96.
Yes,
so,
and a good quality of life. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
She wasn't,
yeah,
like, walking around, you know, like a zombie. Like, a good
ordering
of
all
life.
The stuff off QVC.
Yeah.
All right, what was that last question you had, Caitlin? That was the fun one.
I already said it.
About
it
friends.
Money. About friends?
The last episode of Friends.
Oh, was that? Oh, okay.
Well, I don't want to finish on such a serious one, so.
Well, I thought that was a good one. Anyways, that's a good one, but, all right, it was just like, so we watched Friends, and I come back, and I hear, just because there's construction happening on the house, so I'm sleeping on the couch, but, like, I have the TV on, because it's dark, and I'm like, I can't be doing this. I got night lights at home, so Friends was on. But it's the last episode of Friends. No, one of the last episodes. Was that the last?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last episode of Friends. And Rachel is getting on the plane because she's about to go to Paris, right? And Ross comes up and he's like, Rachel! And he's like, I love you. Don't leave. So what if, like, if you were in that position with the history that you have and all this stuff coming up to this point, and someone comes up and they're like, Megan, I love you. Stay. Don't get on the plane. Are you getting on the plane?
I'm Rachel and he's Ross.
Oh, I said the situation. Are you getting on the plane?
I don't know. No? Yes? No.
You're not getting on the plane.
I don't know. I mean, she has her... She's going away for her, like, dream job, but they have a kid together. But Ross is crazy. I mean, he freaked out over someone eating his sandwich.
I would, too.
And they were on a break. I don't know. I think I would try to get, if that was the case, I'd try to get Ross to go with me. If that was my dream job, and he can dig up dinosaurs anywhere in the world. I would try to get him to come with me and my daughter.
Yeah.
That would be my answer.
Yeah.
I get off the plane to try to talk to him, work it out, and see if his ass will get on the plane.
Right.
Yep. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
What about you?
It would never even get to that point. It would not get to that point because I'm very... Like, it needs to be figured out before this. So if there was any feelings of, like, animosity or any feelings of, like, something being sparked before this, like, it. I mean, I would already have that conversation with him and be like, listen, are we good? Because we ain't about to have that situation happen. I ain't about to have you coming up at the airport talking about you need to not, blah, blah, blah. No, like, we needed to discuss this right now before I even accept
this. Well, you don't have to worry about it position. Because nowadays you can't get that far into the airport. Without a ticket.
Nowadays, I can't even get that far into a relationship. So, it wouldn't even matter, right? So, honestly, I would chase the career. So, because you, you would be the person coming at the airport.
Don't leave. I'm trying to get her to move up from North Carolina. She's not going to cross the ocean.
Don't leave.
Not without me.
Oh, no. New Zealand. Sounds like it's New Zealand.
We already had this episode. I'll be in Ireland.
Hawaii. Hawaii, New Zealand.
I'll still be in Ireland.
But anyways, yeah, so that's it just wouldn't even get to that point. So, well, and those are the 23 questions.
No, I think we're still 21 because I think I skipped two.
We skip two.
Well, the one we didn't answer. Anyway, we'll figure that out after. Thank you guys for listening as per usual. This was a fun episode. We'll have to do another like game, lighthearted one after the serious ones we have coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it was fun. We should do 21 questions with Dad.
Ooh. Ooh, we might have to record that while you're home. All right, guys.
What trauma did you pass down to us? How do you
Well,
feel about gentle parenting?
oh no, please don't open that can of worms.
Right, guys. As always, always super fun to be able to record this for you. And we appreciate everyone who's reached out and was just inquiring. And we
We're gonna try to do better. It's just it's been a few months of craziness.
we're doing it. We're gonna do it. But anyways, thanks so much for teaching me some new things about you.
Yeah, same. And surprisingly, some of our questions were very similar.
Yeah, what's the Ross Unami?
Yeah, but what
Isn't
does
it?
Rachel say at the end? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, we'll have
Anyways.
to rewatch it.
All right, guys. Well, as always, thanks so much, and we hope that you do something that brings you joy this week.
Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.